This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How choosing the right communication medium protects your emotional control during sensitive conflict conversations. Pick the wrong channel and your emotions will betray you before you speak. In short, the medium you choose for a conflict conversation shapes your emotional control before you say a single word. A lean channel, text, email, strips the cues you need to stay composed, and your mind fills the gaps with fear. A rich channel, face-to-face, video, gives you and the other person the full picture, which keeps both sides steadier. Match the riches of the medium to the emotional weight of the conversation, and you protect your composure from the start. Definition: communication medium emotional control is the practice of choosing the conversation channel that best supports your ability to stay composed during sensitive conflict. The right medium reduces misreading, slows reactive impulse, and creates the conditions for a productive exchange rather than an escalating one. Think of the last time a conflict went wrong before it even properly started. Someone sent a message, maybe a short email, maybe a terse text, and by the time you read it, you are already tight in the chest. You drafted a reply. You deleted it. You drafted another. By the time you actually spoke with them, you had already had the argument a dozen times in your head, and none of those imaginary versions ended well. That is what communication medium emotional control is really about. Not just what you say, but the channel you choose to say it through. The wrong choice does not just cause miscommunication. It actively destroys your composure before you have the chance to use it. Why the channel you pick is already an emotional decision. Most people treat medium selection as a practical question, which is fastest, which is most convenient. In conflict, it is nothing of the sort. Every channel carries a different emotional load, and that load lands on you and the other person the moment they see it arrive. A text message in a conflict situation signals urgency, or worse, dismissiveness. An email signals formality, distance, or the careful construction of a paper trail. Each of these signals lands before your words do. The other person's nervous system is already reacting to the medium itself, not yet to what you wrote. If you have ever been on the receiving end of a difficult email, you know how this works. You read the first two lines. You feel your breathing change. You scroll to the end looking for the worst of it. By the time you read the whole thing, your amygdala has already decided this is a threat, and rational reading is over. Understanding what the amygdala hijack does to communication clarity explains why lean channels do this so reliably. The medium choice is not neutral. Make it deliberately. What must be true before you choose? Before you select a channel, three things need to be clear. Get these wrong, and even the right medium will not save you. First, know what the conversation is actually for. Are you naming a problem for the first time? Seeking understanding, reaching a resolution. Each purpose needs different conditions, and therefore different mediums. Second, know your own emotional state right now. If you're still inside the heat of the conflict, no medium is safe yet. The question of which channel to use is secondary to whether you are ready to use any channel at all. I have watched too many people choose speed over redness and pay for it with a conversation they could not undo. Third, know what the other person is likely to need. A colleague who processes through writing may welcome an email to consider before a live conversation. Someone who experiences written words as cold or legalistic will feel dismissed by the same email. A six-step process for matching medium to emotional stakes. Step 1. Assess the emotional weight of the issue. Before you reach for your phone or open your inbox, ask yourself honestly how much emotional charge is sitting on this issue. Rate it simply low, medium, or high. Low charge means it is a practical disagreement with little personal history. Medium charge means feelings are present, but the relationship is stable. High charge means trust has been damaged, or the issue touches on identity, fairness, or long-held grievance. High charge issues always require your richest available medium. No exceptions. Trying to resolve a high charge conflict through a lean channel is like trying to put out a fire through a keyhole. Step 2. Map the medium to the weight. Use the communication medium richness hierarchy as your guide. In person is the richest. Video call comes next. Then a phone call. Then email. Then text or instant message at the leanest end. This hierarchy exists because richer mediums carry more information. In person, you can see a face often, feel the shift when someone's shoulders drop, catch the pause before a word. All of that information helps your nervous system read safety. And when your nervous system reads safety, your emotional control holds. I cover the hierarchy in full detail and say it right every time, including how to apply it to each type of difficult conversation. The rule is simple: match the richness of the medium to the emotional weight of the conversation. Step 3. Prepare your emotional state for the medium you have chosen. Different mediums require different kinds of preparation. A face-to-face conversation requires you to manage your body language, your breathing, and your tone in real time. A video call requires all of that plus awareness of your framing and the distractions behind you. A phone call requires you to put everything into your voice alone. For each medium, script your opening sentence before you begin. Not a long script. One sentence. Something like, I want to understand what happened from your perspective before I share mine. That one line grounds you, signals good intent, and slows the pace enough for both parties to stay composed. Knowing how to start a difficult conversation with that kind of intentional opener is half the work. Step 4. Remove the triggers the medium creates. Every medium has specific emotional triggers. Know them and neutralize them before the conversation begins. Face-to-face, the trigger is physical proximity. If one person stands while the other sits, or if the setting is the manager's office rather than neutral ground, the power imbalance reads as threat. Equalize the setting deliberately. Video, the trigger is the technical gap. Lack, frozen screens, and people talking over each other create frustration that mimics aggression. Agree in advance to pause before responding and treat silences as thinking time, not conflict. Phone, the trigger is the absence of visual feedback. You cannot see if the other person is nodding, grimacing, or simply waiting for you to stop. Check in more often. Does that make sense? Am I understanding your point correctly? These keep the connection live. Email, the trigger is permanence and rereading. People reread emails during conflict and find new grievances each time. If you must use email, write it once, set it aside for an hour, and reread it only to check tone, not to improve your argument. Step 5. Agree on the medium with that other person. One of the most overlooked practices in conflict resolution is simply naming the medium before you begin and making sure the other person is willing to use it. This sounds trivial. It is not. Forcing a medium on someone who is uncomfortable with it starts the conversation with a power imbalance. If a colleague finds video calls anxiety-inducing, using video to discuss a sensitive issue may feel intimidating to them regardless of your intent. Ask first, I would like to have this conversation by phone. Is that workable for you? Or would you prefer we meet in person? That one question does two things. It gives the other person agency, which reduces defensiveness. And it signals that you are approaching this as a shared problem, not a confrontation. Both of those conditions protect the emotional stability of the conversation that follows. Step 6. Create a written record after, not before. Here is something I learned the hard way: the place for writing in a high-charge conflict conversation is at the end, not the beginning. After a live conversation, send a brief, neutral summary of what was agreed. This confirms mutual understanding, prevents later disagreement about what was said, and demonstrates respect. If you use writing before the conversation to lay out grievances or arguments, you give the other person time to build their defensive position before you've even spoken. The result is that you arrive at the live conversation facing a wall, not a person. Right after. Talk first. When face-to-face is not possible. Keeping emotional control in remote settings. Remote work has made lean channels the default for a great many teams, and that shift creates real risk for conflict de-escalation in teams. When face-to-face is not available, video becomes your richest option, and it must become your default for anything carrying emotional weight. If video is also not possible, phone is the minimum for a high-charge issue. Before the call, send a brief note, not an argument, just a framing line. I want to make sure we understand each other on this. Can we speak by phone for 15 minutes? That note sets a collaborative tone without preloading the other person's defenses. Matching your medium to the stakes matters even more in remote settings because the emotional cues are already thinner. You need to compensate by being more deliberate, not less. Slow your pace. Check understanding often. Do not rush to resolution. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. The errors that undermine your composure before you begin. Three patterns come up repeatedly when people lose emotional control due to medium choice. Each one is correctable once you see it clearly. The mistake. Sending a strong message through a weak channel because you are afraid of the live conversation. Why it happens. Lean channels feel safer. You can craft the words. You can avoid seeing the other person's reaction. But you are not avoiding the conflict. You are detonating it at a distance. What to do instead? Recognize the avoidance for what it is, and choose the richest medium available. If you need to prepare, write your thoughts privately first, then have the live conversation. The mistake. Responding immediately to a message that has triggered you. Why it happens. The reactive impulse feels like action. It is not. It is the absence of self-regulation dressed up as decisiveness. What to do instead? Wait. Set the message aside for a minimum of 30 minutes. When you return to it, your emotional control will be more intact and your response will be more useful. The mistake. Using the same medium for every conflict regardless of the stakes. Why it happens. Habits of convenience. Most people have a default medium and apply it everywhere without thinking. How you handle conflict during meetings is a different challenge to how you handle it in a one-on-one setting. Yet people often apply the same approach to both. What to do instead? Build the habit of pausing before choosing. Ask the two questions. What is the emotional weight here? What medium gives both of us the best chance of staying composed? Your pre-conversation medium check. Use this before every sensitive conflict conversation. It takes 2 minutes, and it will save you from choices you cannot undo. Number 1. What is the emotional weight of this issue? Rate it low, medium, or high. Number 2. What is the richest medium available to both of us right now? List your options in person, video, phone, email, text. Number 3. Am I in a regulated enough state to use this medium well? If not, when will I be? Number 4. Have I agreed the medium with the other person? If not, how will I propose it? Number 5. Do I have an opening sentence prepared? Write one before you begin. Number 6. Have I planned to confirm agreements in writing after, not before? Note the plan. If the deal method is your framework for the conversation itself, this checklist is the gate you work through before you reach it. The method only works if the conditions are right. This check creates those conditions, and if you want to complete, practical resource for all the scripting and frameworks that go with high-stakes conversations. Say It Right Every Time covers the full system, including the communication medium richness hierarchy in its applied form. You can also look at the signs that amygdala hijack is already disrupting your team's interactions before choosing your channel, because a triggered team requires a different approach than a stable one. The steadiest person in the room chose the right room. Here is the truth of it. Emotional control in conflict is not just about what you say, or how calm you sound, or how well you manage your own reactions in the moment. It begins earlier than any of that. It begins when you decide which channel to use. Every time you choose a lean medium for a high-charge conversation, you are not just risking miscommunication. You are surrendering the conditions that make composure possible. Every time you choose deliberately, matching the communication medium emotional weight of the issue to the richness of the channel, you give yourself and the other person a genuine chance. That choice is not a small thing. It is often the thing that determines whether a difficult conversation becomes a breakthrough or a wound that takes months to heal. Make it with the same care you bring to the words themselves. Frequently asked questions. What is communication medium emotional control in conflict? Communication medium emotional control in conflict means deliberately choosing the conversation channel, face-to-face, phone, video, or written, that gives you the best conditions to stay composed. The wrong medium can trigger reactive emotions before a word is spoken, undermining your ability to resolve anything. How does choosing the wrong communication medium affect your emotional control? The wrong medium removes the tools you rely on to stay steady. Text strips tone and pacing. Email invites rereading and spiraling interpretation. Without the ability to see or hear the other person, your mind fills the gaps with worst-case assumptions, and your emotional control collapses under the pressure. When should you choose face-to-face over written communication for conflict? Choose face-to-face when the issue carries strong emotion, long history, or genuine ambiguity. In-person conversation gives both parties real-time feedback through tone, expression, and body language, which reduces misreading and keeps both sides calmer than written exchanges ever can. Can written communication ever protect your emotional control in a difficult conversation? Yes, but only for specific purposes. Writing works well for preparing your thoughts before a live conversation, confirming agreements afterward, or raising a topic when face-to-face is impossible. Writing should support the conversation, not replace it, when emotions are genuinely at stake. How do remote teams manage emotional control when face-to-face is not possible? Remote teams should default to video for any sensitive conflict conversation. Video restores facial expression and tone, two of the most important regulators of emotional response. A phone call is the minimum. Text and email should be reserved for scheduling the conversation, not having it. What is the communication medium richness hierarchy? The communication medium richness hierarchy ranks channels from richest to leanest in person, video call, phone call, email, then text message. Richer mediums carry more emotional information and reduce misreading. Match the richness of the medium to the emotional weight of the conversation. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.